Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena.
Hi, Lena. My name is Sherry Jackson. I'm calling from J&M Custom Cabinets. I'm Mike's wife.
And yeah, hi.
Betty spoke to you yesterday about this check issue. So
yes.
I wanted to just follow up what exactly is going on. Have you issued a check for J&M?
Yes. Yes. For the 50%. Like I told Mike, it's 50% now and 50% hopefully next week. We're waiting for the front doors to be delivered because it's three vendors in it. We need to do the inspection.
Thank you that Mr. Camacho has already paid us. So I, when
then
I get
you
them,
will have to,
I'm
Mike
going
told me
to void
that you
them
will pay
and send them back to you.
No, no,
I mean,
it's
yes.
not going to work.
Listen,
no, it's
you
not
do
work.
Not
it's
understand
not what
what's
told.
Going
okay.
on. This is crazy.
No, you don't
Our
understand.
Our contract said 50% down as a deposit. We never got
it. I understand.
It. And
I understand.
We never got
and I spoke with
payment,
mine. If
even
you will...
the job. Lena, listen to me. We do not
I
do business this way.
I cannot listen to you because this contract
we do
is
not
already
do business
signed
this way.
By everybody. You don't.
We do not do business
me,
this way. Mr. Camacho
you
has already paid us in full for the job
okay,
that we've
then
already
you
done.
You will pay back to him, and that's what
no,
he agreed with
I'm
Mike to do.
I'm sending the check back to you. We don't need.
No,
the
you
check.
Will not send the
yes,
check.
Yes, I'm going to
void off.
It and send it back to you. There's no.
No.
There is no purpose.
Okay, if you will
listen.
Do that, you will not get paid at all. Because
we've already gotten
not,
paid. What don't you
okay,
understand
I'm very
about
sorry.
We've already
I spoke
gotten
with
paid?
Mike. I'm very sorry. I spoke with Mike yesterday three times. We agreed on everything, and now you are doing it, and it's for three vendors, and this is for $80,000, and because of one vendor, it's all going to be voided. You understand that?
You know what?
Gonna
You're
cost
the
a
one
lot of
that
money
made the
Mr.
mistake.
Camacho.
You're the ones that made the mistake, not us.
No,
we
I
did
didn't
exactly
make any
what
mistakes.
We
I'm
agreed
sorry.
To do without getting paid. We were not paid for what we were what we did,
okay.
the work
you
that
know
we
what?
Did.
I
contract
think you
clearly
talk
says
to your client.
50% down.
For him.
I emailed you three times and you never responded to my emails. 50% down
I did.
Before
I
we
did.
Started our
I
work.
Couldn't.
You
before,
never
I'm
even
sorry,
responded
before
to that.
The contract is signed by Mr. Camacho, I cannot do anything.
You know, I don't know how the Bank of Cardiff or Cardiff Commercial Finance and Leasing, I don't understand this, Lena. I'm not
you don't? Any bank does
here
that.
Because he has
any
been in business 41.
That.
Lena. We have been in business for 41 years. We do not
have
do
you ever
business
been paid
way.
By a bank?
We have always collected 50%.
I
down.
Understand that. If
and
you
so
collect
why do we not get it? You're blaming it on Mr. Camacho? I don't think so. He accepted
really?
The proposal.
You're,
so he's the one involved here
what?
Because we didn't get paid? Is that what you're saying?
No, because he didn't sign the contract before that. When he signed the loan, then when we could do it.
Why
we
didn't you notify us of that? Why didn't you notify us that in
I
order to get our 50%, you never emailed us, you never called us, you
really?
Never informed. I emailed
you.
You.
Emails. I never
I,
emailed and never called.
I
okay.
did.
I'm,
I emailed
I'm
you.
I'm sorry. I have never dealt with a vendor like this. And, you know, any vendor understands that they have to be approved as a vendor, that the loan has to be signed, the 50% financing is going before the inspection is done. And we cannot send the inspector before the doors will be delivered. And I explained this all to Mike.
I know you did.
What,
I understand that you explained
what
it.
From what I understand, Mike agreed, and what I talked to Mr. Camacho, and he told me the same thing. He said, I believe Mike, I trust him, and I will pay him, he will pay me back. And that's what Mike told me yesterday. And I said, guys, this is between you. If Mr. Camacho
you, as
you,
the Cardiff Commercial Finance and Leasing Company, did not pay us. This
excuse
what
me,
is
it's
so difficult
not,
paying
not
somebody
Cardiff
for the work that they've done?
Pay you. This
excuse
is not
me?
Cardiff didn't pay you.
Yeah,
we
you
didn't
did
have
pay
the
it.
Signed loan. We didn't have the loan signed.
Every time
yet.
You wanted something from us, we sent it. If you needed
Absolutely.
Something changed,
your
we
invoice,
sent it.
Yes. Yes.
And we
you
never
send
got
the invoice.
How do you figure that you finish a job? Explain this to me. You work, you finish a job. The contract says 50% down, balance upon completion, and now
I'm
we're
sorry.
Done,
this
and
is
you're
not,
sending
this
us
is,
the 50%
deposit? You understand that I'm just sending you Mr. Camacho's money. That's all. This is not Bank of Cardiff's money. This is his money because this is his loan, which he will have to pay for the next 5 years.
I understand
so
that.
I think, yeah. So
the
I
loan
think
has been approved,
should,
is what you're telling me, but just a few seconds
yes,
ago,
it's
the
been
loan
approved,
was not approved.
Absolutely.
Until
it's been approved, but you are one of the three vendors who are in this loan. So until we have all the vendors lined up and Mr. Camacho was in negotiations and stuff, and he didn't sign the loan until he finished everything. So approved, yes, I told you that loan is approved, that you will get the money, but I cannot send you the money and the Bank of Cardiff cannot do it before our client signed the loan. And that's what I spoke with Mike about yesterday and spoke with Mr. Camacho, and they both of them said that their handshake is fine with them, and Mike will pay money back when he will get it.
There is no need to pay Mr. Camacho. It's
What do you mean it's no need?
You need to pay.
We
Mr.
do not
Camacho.
Pay.
Not
we do
not. You need
we
to pay
vendors
Camacho.
Only.
You make the checkout
okay.
to you make the checkout to El Barrio Corporation, not to J&M Custom Cabinets.
To vendor only.
You told Mike that you would FedEx the check Monday.
Yes.
You didn't. And you didn't. You
listen,
didn't. It's not even here now,
not,
and it's
this
Thursday.
Is not me
you told him.
It.
Did you or
do
did you,
you
not
realize?
Tell him? Did
you
or did you not tell him you would FedEx the check Monday?
Yes.
Did you or did you not?
Yes.
And you didn't.
Okay.
What, so what's
I've
with that? Explain yourself
today.
Away on that.
It's been done. It's out of my, you know,
I'm
not.
You.
Yeah,
well,
okay.
FedExing
you know
something
what?
On
I
Monday.
I really don't want to talk to
Tuesday.
You about it. I think this is between Mike and Mr. Camacho, and I
so
really
when will
do
the
not
check be here,
this,
Lena? When,
and I
when are you
be
sending the
in
check?
Between this. I'm
when
very
are you
sorry.
Sending the check? When are you sending the check?
I've got notification this morning the check has been sent to J&M Custom.
When
That's
is
all
it
I know.
Being sent? And is it being FedExed?
I don't know. That I can find out.
Then why did you
but
tell him it was being sent Monday?
Because it,
explain
because
to me why
it was approved and it was I do not have authority to cut the check.
Then why did you tell him you would FedEx it Monday? Why did you?
Yeah, usually. You know what? This money could be wire transferred to you. Mike didn't want to give me the wire instructions.
No, you're changing the subject. We can
no, I'm not changing. You know what? I'm really tired of this conversation, and I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm sorry. I will talk to Mike when he will call me, and I will talk to Mr. Camacho, and he has to deal with it. I don't want to. Thank you for your call.
You know,